At every home game, fans can catch Broncos cheerleaders on the sidelines. But for the last few months, they have been working off the field, helping build homes for Habitat for Humanity in Metro Denver.
We've had two cheerleaders here every Friday and Saturday since August. And yeah, it's nice to have all women getting together and, you know, proving that we can do just the same things as men can. We as Broncos cheerleaders do a lot around the community. This is just one of the many things that we do in the community. And yeah, I think it's really important to see that we are, you know, not just cheerleaders, that we are, you know, leaders and role models in the community, and that we like to get out and help and, you know, help families, help children. We do a lot with, you know, this year's the first year with the Habitat build, but you know, we do a lot with Boys and Girls Club and a lot of other charities around town. So yeah, I think it is important.
These homes have come a long way, and some are already being dedicated to families, and being part of the process from start to finish has been rewarding.
But it's amazing to see the progression from, I mean, just a couple months ago to see where it is today. And I mean, these four houses, they're dedicating already, and I think these are not far behind, so it's great to see the progression.
And because they have been through this process, they have had a few laughs along the way.
Well, Bree and I had to demo a wall, which in itself was pretty funny. Watching the two of us, had no idea what we were doing, pounding away and hacking at this wall, trying to knock it down. It ended up taking a few more people than just the two of us. So, yeah, I'd say that was embarrassing anyway.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.